Yep, I think we're going to get everybody who we're going to get.
Okay. We're going to get over here, right?
Thanks for having a quorum, guys.
I'd like to call order this regularly scheduled meeting of the Board of Commissioners of the Meridian Development Corporation. It's coming up this after 7:30. We're getting going. We'll go with roll call, Commissioner, or attendance roll call. Commissioner Vlasic.
Here.
Commissioner Bassalone.
Here.
Commissioner DeBeard.
Too early.
Commissioner McCarville. Council Lakey.
Here.
Administrator Squires.
Here.
All right. That is everybody. Do we have a motion to confirm the agenda?
Mr. Chair, I move to approve the agenda.
Second. It's a motion by Commissioner DeBeard and second by Commissioner Bassalone. Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Confirmed onto the consent agenda, which includes the minutes of the September 25th, 2019 regular meeting.
Mr. Chair, I move to approve the consent agenda with the chair to sign. And the attest?
No one attests.
Oh. With the chair to sign.
So motion by Commissioner DeBeard, second by Commissioner Vlasic. Any discussion? We can just do a voice vote on this one. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Sounded unanimous as well. Consideration approval of the owner participation agreement between MDC and RWP Meridian LLC. MKA LLC. Health Lake.
Mr. Chairman, we are stepping closer and closer. we're not quite there yet. We're down to one clause in the indemnification where at least my counsel back to them was that they both would need to agree to indemnify MDC if there was some legal challenge to it. All the other language, their counsel and myself are on the same page, and then they still have to put together the exhibits, which is the list of public improvements and the timelines. So I'm pretty sure, 90% sure, that we'll probably have it for next meeting, but we're still not quite there for this meeting yet.
Does anybody have any questions or comments?
I think half
don't
of them
ever
are.
Say government's law.
You say part of them are in a hurry, right?
Okay.
Well, if not, we'll move on to item six, the consideration approval of the extension of the professional services contract with Keller & Associates, corresponding resolution 19-039.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, I think these both the agreement and the resolution are separate from your packets that Todd brought in this morning. This is just the extension for Keller & Associates, similar to what we did with Forest Grant Associates last month, just extending their on-call services for another 3 years, because time has flown. So this would extend through September 30th, 2022.
And Mr. Chairman, those extensions are the rolling annual kind that we always do. So it's for a year that automatically renews for another year, unless some party says they don't want to renew, and then that goes through 2022
or 3 years. Questions, comments on board?
Just a quick question. Actually, I know we don't get we get the service and all stuff, but you know if their service rates have gone up because of inflation or whatever, just generally.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Bassalone, the rates will remain the same as have been in the last few years.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Resolution 19-039, a resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving the agreement for the extension of the professional services agreement for on-call engineering services between the Meridian Development Corporation and Keller Associates, Inc., for on-call engineering services for the Urban Renewal Agency. authorizing the execution of the agreement by the chairman or vice chairman and secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the agreement, authorizing the administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the agreement, and providing an effective date.
Thank you. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve resolution 19-039 as read by council.
Second. It's a motion by Commissioner McCarvone and a second by Commissioner Bassett. Is there any discussion? We will do a roll call vote. All in favor say aye. Commissioner Blassett?
Aye.
Commissioner Bassalone?
Aye.
Commissioner Beard?
Aye.
Commissioner McCarville?
Aye.
I'm an aye as well. So the motion carries. Thank you very much. On to our next resolution, the consideration of approval of the FY 2019 annual audit scope.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, it's always the most wonderful time of the year when we get to go through our annual audit. Ide Bailey, as you know, has been our auditor since the inception of Meridian Development Corporation, and they always do a most excellent job for us. Your packet is a copy of their scope of work. Their fee has remained the same as and consistent for the past few years of $14,000 to do the annual audit. We've already coordinated with the accounting firm on the date, and we'll be starting at the end of October. I think it's the 26th, I believe, towards putting this together. Happy to stand for any questions you might have.
There are none. Ms. Lakey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Resolution 19-040, a resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving the engagement letter for the 2019 annual audit pursuant to the audit services agreement between the Meridian Development Corporation and Ide Bailey for annual auditing services, authorizing execution of the agreement and engagement letter by the chairman or vice chairman and secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the engagement letter, authorizing the administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the engagement letter, and providing an effective date.
Thank you. We have a motion.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Blassie.
I'll make a motion. We approve resolution number 19-040 as read in by council.
Second. So a motion by Commissioner Blassie, a second by Commissioner Carville. Is there any discussion? Now we'll do a roll call vote. Commissioner Blassie.
Aye.
Commissioner Bassalone?
Aye.
Commissioner DeBeard?
Aye.
Commissioner McCarville?
Aye.
And I'm an aye as well. Anyone knocked down?
Yeah. You guys must have another meeting.
All right, on to the FY 2020 scope of work for the landscaping service contract for the company ERT building.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. In your packet is the service agreement with Provision Landscape for 2020. We are slowly knocking down the properties that we actually have, so it's just solely for Compass BRT this year. Yes, and you know, please remember we do cost share with their property association each year, so we do split this bill. This is for the just the cleanup for both spring and fall, the aeration, the lawn mowing and the trimming, and some of the sprinkler issues that we have encountered over the last few years. Their monthly payment starting in January through December is $206.33. That is consistent with what we have paid the last few fiscal years. I know there's a lot of things happening with that block, and not quite sure how that will play out in the next year total, but wanted to go ahead and get this in place, and then if we need to cancel the contract, we certainly can at a later date.
Even if things play out on that block, it still could be
a little while, yes.
So I would doubt we'd end up canceling it. It's nice to know we have that possibility.
I just knew that would probably be a question. So.
Yeah. anyone have questions for Ashley on the contract? No.
Mr. Chair, so we are paying it on a monthly basis and not paying it in full.
That is correct.
Okay.
And you will see as per the calendar year versus the actual fiscal year.
Okay.
council like you would use.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Resolution 19-041, a resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving the amendment and extension of the services agreement between the Meridian Development Corporation and ProVision Landscaping, the landscape and maintenance services for the Urban Renewal Agency, authorizing the execution of the agreement, amendment by the chairman, our vice chairman, and secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the agreement amendment, authorizing the administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the agreement amendment, and providing an effective date.
Thank you. We have a motion.
I move that we approve resolution number 19-041 as directed by council.
Second. It's a motion by Commissioner Bassalone and second by Commissioner McCarville. Is there any discussion?
Yeah, my quick question is, does the landscaping also include snow removal?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Bassalone, that is the contract we approved with PC Maintenance last meeting.
Okay. All right, if there's no further discussion, call vote. Commissioner Vlasic?
Aye.
Commissioner Bassalone?
Aye.
Commissioner DeBeard?
Aye.
Commissioner McCarville?
Aye.
I'm an aye as well. On to the agreement with the City of Meridian for irrigation repairs on the UPR property.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, we were contacted by the City of Meridian probably about a month ago. They were notified that there was an irrigation issue located on the UP property, the portion that we have a lease for, that is impacting some of the downstream users, and they would like permission to enter the property and make those repairs. So Council Lakey and I spoke about it with City Legal Counsel Bill Neary, and we felt like an agreement was appropriate for that, and indemnification, etc. So that's all this is. City Council has approved this already. So they would like to start complete the repair work as quickly as possible. Council Lakey, is there anything that should be noted for the agreement?
No, just a really basic agreement allowing the city to come on and remove that tree and repair the irrigation facilities and do it at their expense and liability. Away you go.
Notice the water's off in my neighborhood, so I'm assuming that means they can start working on stuff right away. Anyone have questions on the contract? No? If not, Council, like you, would you read the title?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Resolution 19-042, Resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving the contract for services for tree removal and irrigation facility repair between the Meridian Development Corporation and the City of Meridian, an Idaho Municipal Corporation, authorizing the execution of the agreement by the chairman, our vice chairman, and secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the agreement, authorizing the administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the agreement, and providing an effective date.
Thank you. We have a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve Resolution 19-042.
It's a motion by Commissioner McCarville and a second by Commissioner Vlasic. Is there any discussion? We'll go to a roll call vote. Commissioner Vlasic?
Aye.
Commissioner Bassalone?
Aye.
Commissioner Beard?
Aye.
Commissioner McCarville?
Aye.
I'm an aye as well. Boom. And on to our last one. I know. That's pretty good. How many we've gotten? 15 minutes? We'll have to have some debate on this one. The FY 2020 Facade Improvement Grant Application Corresponding Resolution 19-043, Ashley.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this is just our annual update to the facade improvement application, just to make sure it's consistent with the current fiscal year and discusses the current funds available through the current budget. Not much has changed other than those updates. I do know that we should be receiving a facade improvement application for the Saddle Shop property later this week in time for our property committee next week.
Any
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Resolution 19-043, resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving the facade improvement application form for fiscal year 2019-2020 for use by MDC in the facade improvement program, authorizing the administrator to utilize and implement the application and providing an effective date.
I'll second that. It's a motion by Commissioner DeVere to second by Commissioner Blasek. Any discussion? Commissioner Blasek.
Just a question, Chairman. Actually, I think I was asking through the budget deliberation on this. How much money do we put aside for the facade improvement?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, we put $90,000, the same number we've had the last couple of years.
And if there's no further discussion, we'll move to a roll call vote. Commissioner Blasek.
Aye.
Commissioner Bassalon.
Aye.
Commissioner Shear.
Aye.
Commissioner McCarville.
Aye.
I'm aye as well. 17. All right, on to the discussion items, the Old Town Lofts update.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, we received an update yesterday that permits are being issued. So First Interstate Bank finally relinquished their easements and everybody could then issue their permits. So that has occurred. In your packet is a updated schedule that we received on Friday of last week. They did note this is a conservative schedule because they don't want to overpromise and underdeliver, but they do think that they'll hit the dates sooner than these on this particular schedule. So you should start seeing earthwork in the next couple of weeks, which is a big deal. I let Josh and Caleb know that we needed to do a champagne toast of some sort or cider or whatever is your preference, just to kick this off.
Cigar for everybody.
Yeah, cigar. Yeah. You know they'll be there.
Well, that's, Longo made it.
Yeah, that's good news. Is that everything?
That's all I have on that. If you have any other questions, let me know and I can always ping Denise and get those answers for you. But that, I feel like that's really outstanding news.
Yeah, that is. The Civic Bond update, actually.
I was going to see if Commissioner Vlasic wanted to maybe give this update as property chairman. And because he's on the committee, too.
Yeah, we actually had our first meeting yesterday. I think it went well. Of course, there's a lot of questions and concerns.
So Commissioner Vlasic, they don't know how many proposals. Most of them don't know, so you may want to lead with that.
Proposals that we looked at yesterday and considered, all the questions came up, normal funding process, you know, is the person the ability to get the project done in a timely manner, all those kind of things. So all those questions are up in the air right now. I think everybody agreed that the projects we looked at were iconic, something that the city and us would look at to support. So I think yesterday the consensus was we put all the questions together that we will be asking proposers for our next meeting that's coming up
next Tuesday. Yeah. So members of the board, we only received one proposal, which I think is an outstanding proposal. It is from Galena Opportunity Fund, which is Bill Truax, who is the developer of the Union Pacific property. They are showing portions of the Union Pacific property and how that would function with the project in terms of parking. We need a little bit, one of the questions is we need a little bit more detail and understanding of some of the other uses as to why they're proposing what they're proposing on the actual civic block itself. I think there was a consensus that there was a disappointment that we only received one proposal, but I guess if we had to receive one proposal, it's a really good one. So it's just the filling in the gaps with the information that we feel like we need. But I think it'll be a really big game changer for downtown if it does move forward.
So I think some of the other issues too, that, you know, what's going to happen on the south property and the parcel coincide for parking and all those kind of things need to be edited out. So hopefully we'll
Yes, so next Tuesday morning will be the meeting with Galena and their team, and to be able to have the ability to ask and answer questions. And then hopefully the committee will feel comfortable making a recommendation to the joint meeting between our board and the City Council on the 22nd. Yes.
Mr. Chair, I guess I love how you framed that, Ashley, because they did show how that interacted with the railroad property. I would love for them to be prepared to also talk about how it interacts with the or project. And maybe this is a future topic for this board, is to bring kind of a, we've talked long ago about design standards. I think they're considered in the destination of town, but we probably should dust that off and give that a look.
And just an additional update for the Union Pacific property and how this would relate. We did receive some sketches last evening from Bill Truax, because they're going to be making a request of this board for partnership for the demolition and some of the cleanup of the property, things that we had planned on taking on ourselves, you know, assuming that development wasn't going to happen. And within that request, which we still have yet to review, it does show that project on a larger scale too. So it's really interesting to see the dynamic between the two properties. I think everybody will be very pleased at the end of the day.
On these three developments, well, actually four, if we talk about the Eric Davis property as well, is streetscape and lighting factored into their development plans?
Of course it
because
is.
Because the concerns that I have is that in order to unify our downtown as a village, as a destination, and so forth. To me, the lighting is critical. We see what happened on Pine Avenue. We see what happened on the parts of Main Street that we've done, and so forth. And I would hope that as these developments go in, that we expand that lighting out so that walkability is a factor in all of this development, especially for our adjacent neighborhoods, that the small homes that are around here that people can safely.
Mr. Chairman,
I was just wondering how that's factored in.
Well, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, that will be factored in through their application process that they'll take through the city, because those are standards that will have to be met. And so anything that they do has to be in adherence to Destination Downtown, to the other design standards that we have, and to the city code. So lighting, obviously, and streetscape will be addressed with each of those applications on a case-by-case basis.
There are design standards.
Yes.
For streetscape.
Yes. Right? Yes, so that will be applied to each project.
And then additional comment, I personally think we need to finish the lighting between State Street and Fairview on Main Street, so that we have access to our downtown that shows that it's downtown through the lighting process and the walkability process, and hopefully spur that development up 2.5 street. I'm a lighting guy.
Understand
lighting,
that.
Lighting. I love the historic lighting downtown.
Mr. Chairman and Commissioner Basselin, all I would say is that was not part of our discussion at the budget this year. I wish that would have been brought forward if that was something that you would like to have seen. So we do not have a budget line item for that lighting this year. If that's something you would like the committee to consider for next fiscal year, please let us know, and we can certainly have that conversation.
Yeah. When it's feasible, which I hope would be next year, I would like to see at least considered.
If there's nothing else, do you want to move on to the specific property update, which you've already kind of given us?
Well, first and foremost, the weeds have been abated. Looks a lot better than it did, that's for sure. Still not very pretty, but it helped. It's still blight. It helped a little bit. I do know that Union Pacific's consultant, who was cleaning up the hot we call the hot building in the center portion of the property. That was starting to occur last Tuesday. I have not received an update on the status of that yet from Union Pacific or that consultant, so I'll let you know just as quickly as I know something, but I do know that was underway as well. And as I mentioned, we have received a request from Bill Truax and Galena for a partnership for the cleanup of the property once they take ownership of it in order to move forward with their development. And so we have that in front of the, in front of Todd and the leadership committee at this point. We'll make a determination if that needs to go through property committee or just come through the board, but we'll need to vet that a little bit more. I know we're waiting on some additional information from Galena at this time, so it may be on the next board meeting, maybe the first meeting in November. But progress is being made. My understanding is Galena is planning on making a submittal to the city for design review and the other necessary applications either later this month or beginning of November as well. So they're moving forward at a pretty rapid pace. Members of the board, at the last page in your board packet are the upcoming meetings in between now and our next board meeting. Just wanted to highlight that on the 15th, next Tuesday, is the Chamber's Economic Excellence Lunch. This is going to be the mayoral candidate forum, so if you're interested, that is a really great opportunity to listen to the candidates. We do plan on having our property committee and parking committee next week. And then just to remind the board that on the 22nd, we do have a joint city council and MDC board meeting at 4:30. One of the conversations that Chairman Winder and I have had is potentially polling the board today to see if there's an interest in moving our board meeting, our normal board meeting, which would be the next afternoon on the 23rd, and trying to put that right before the joint meeting in terms of just being efficient with everybody's time. So if maybe after the board meeting we can have that conversation, that would be great, and then we can make that decision.
Chair, just a comment with Lindsay and the audience here. The MDBA candidate forum meeting about a week or so ago was excellent. Just my congratulations to Lindsay for organizing that, getting it going. It was well done. And well attended, which was great.
Yes, it was.
And I think I've got this right, but isn't there a city council candidate forum on the 21st?
Yes, sorry, that came out after I printed the packet. Okay. So, yes.
The 21st, the Mayor's Youth Advisory Council is doing the candidate forum. The mayor candidates will be 6 to 7, and city council from 7:15 to 8:15 here on the council. Chambers, and please come.
Any questions about the youngsters? About the youngsters?
They will have a list to get started and take questions from the audience. Great questions. Nate Chalman will be in the MC.
Great. That should be a great event.
Sure. There was one other question I brought up to Ashley about our executive meeting on the 15th. Actually move that a little bit later so that we could just coincide with the RFP meeting if you didn't want to go at 7, go a little later.
Yeah, we have the RFP. We need to be here by 9.
It's not 8.
No big, if you look, we shifted it.
Whatever.
So we expect coffee and donuts at the
You want to do 7:30?
That's okay.
Our normal time? Or used to be normal time?
Or used to be normal time.
Yep, it works.
Okay. Council's report.
Nothing additional, Mr. Chair.
Administrator's report.
Nothing further.
I don't have anything for the chairman's report. Is there any public comment? Members of our public?
If you have 10 minutes of your time, I'd like to explain a class project.
their committee get feedback on it. I don't know if that's an appropriate thing for public comment.
Maybe after the meeting's closed. Yeah, we could do that.
Okay.
Anything else? If not, we have a.
I'm going to adjourn.
Aye.
Here.
Rob, was that you on the second? Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.